Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Friday, June 9th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Donald Trump indicted again. China and Cuba. Biden's big pride party. And Jack Daniels wins in the Supreme Court. All coming up. Then, Bill, here with your message of the day. First, Donald Trump indicted again. The Department of Justice preparing to ask a grand jury to indict Trump for violating the Espionage Act and for obstruction of justice. Ooh, those sound so terrible. Section 793 prohibits gathering, transmitting, or losing any information respecting the national defense. So Biden's Department of Justice is going to charge Trump with a crime for doing the same thing that Biden himself did. The prosecutors are charging him with a crime that gets around the fact that he, as president, can declassify whatever documents he wants. This law has nothing to do with whether or not the documents were classified or not classified. And it's all because the Trump derangement syndrome is so deeply infested in their souls, they will do anything to take him down. And they'll never get it, that this only makes him stronger. At least it always has. Will this one too? The chief election and campaign correspondent for CBS News says this is a grave, serious case in the eyes of many law enforcement sources. Those who know Jack Smith, the special counsel, say he would never bring charges of this nature unless he had tons of testimony and evidence and is convinced he will win. We'll see. Cuba may allow China to establish a spying facility in Cuba to conduct surveillance on the United States. It's one thing to have satellite surveillance or even spy balloons floating overhead. But having a Chinese outpost 100 miles from our coast, that seems next level. But they see weakness. Joe Biden hosted the largest pride event in White House history last night, celebrating LGBTQ plus families. Biden also announced a new book banning czar who will oversee all the book bans that have occurred in America. And just to be clear, there are no book bans in America. Not a single one. No books have been banned. These are sexually explicit books, which some parents think are inappropriate for third graders. But that is not banning a book. Far from it, that the left is hyperventilating about. In Supreme Court news, the Supreme Court sided with Jack Daniels in a dispute over a dog toy. So this company made a dog toy that looks like a Jack Daniels bottle, but it says Bad Spaniels. And instead of promising 40% alcohol by volume, it promises 43% poo by volume, 100% smelly. A lower court said this is parody, does not violate copyright laws, and the Supreme Court said, yes, it does. Bill O'Reilly will be here with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Friday, after graduating with a degree in history, I began my formal work career teaching high school in a ghetto town called Opa-locka, north of Miami, Florida. There was a fairly intense bullying situation at the school that some teachers ignored, not me. The effeminate boys got it bad. It was a mixed race school, mostly comprised of working class kids. This was early in the 1970s, when high school bullying was largely in your face, not done anonymously on a device as happens today. Anyway, I bullied the bullies and stopped a lot of bad stuff, but not all. Some kids got crushed. Today, gay is widely accepted in American society and even celebrated with parades and ballpark expositions. Most people of goodwill have no problem with that. But the aggressive trans movement is changing things. Allowing biological males to compete with females in sports is obviously unfair. Presenting complicated gender-based situations to eight-year-olds is absurd. So the progress the gay community has made is now being undermined by lunatic progressives. This, of course, is ironic, but most of all, foolish and self-defeating. And the backlash is real, as Target, Bud Light, and the Dodgers are finding out. I just hope vulnerable children will not get caught in the middle. But inevitably, some will be. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Dave Wolf, Carmichael, California. When CNN first debuted under the ownership of Ted Turner, weren't they just a straight 24-hour news service? I'm asking if you know when both CNN and other networks started their collective left-wing narrative, when Fox News became successful. All of these people saw how much money Fox News made by having opinion in prime time. Hello, that's me. Okay? So when CNN saw that, and we were kicking Larry King's butt, Larry King was a big ratings getter for them. I beat him, I think it was 2 years it took me to beat him because we didn't have the distribution, but I crushed him. When they saw that, they go, oh, okay, Fox News conservative, we'll go liberal. That's when it turned. Good question, Dave. Mark from West Virginia. I have to agree with you on the CNN boss being fired because he gave Trump airtime, O'Reilly. The underlying issue is freedom of speech. I've said many times that the progressive left is a well-oiled machine, vicious and relentless. Their intention is to silence dissenters. Absolutely. Totalitarian left does not want any dissent. Bob Walker, Bentonville, Arkansas. Your talking points memo on Wednesday was correct. No spin. The far left hit squad is very coordinated. However, I think for the first time, the right may have been coordinated in bringing down Anheuser-Busch and Target. No, that was a folks. That wasn't a coordinated campaign. That was just the folks hearing about it and going, no, I'm not going to do it. Phil Morganello, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. If a candidate is completely serious about winning the presidential nomination, they'll have to sling mud. When Trump is indicted, do you believe that all the candidates will pile on him? No. And I'll tell you why. Any Republican candidate has to get the MAGA vote to win. If Trump's not in the race, they can't assassinate Trump because the MAGA people won't vote for them. So I don't believe there'll be a pile-on. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 93 years ago today, a reporter for the Chicago Tribune was shot to death in broad daylight. Many believe the journalist was poised to take down members of the Chicago Mafia. In reality, he was corrupt to the core. Here is the story behind the murder of Jake Lingle. Alfred Jake Lingle was 38, and he was writing for The Trip. During his career, Lingle associated with Chicago's most powerful people, including the chief of police, the mayor, and gangsters like Al Capone. On June 9, 1930, the journalist was walking the pedestrian tunnels under Michigan Avenue when a lone gunman fired a fatal shot into the back of his head. He died instantly. The murder gained national attention because journalists are not usually assassinated in America. 1 week later, rumors began circulating that Lingle was involved in organized crime. Documents show he acted as a middleman among mobsters, cops, and politicians brokering illegal bribes to allow illegal enterprises to operate freely. To find the gunman, the Chicago Tribune offered a $25,000 reward that led to the killer. In January 1931, the police received a tip and arrested a man by the name of Leo Vincent Brothers from St. Louis. Numerous eyewitnesses swore he was Jake Lingle's killer. Brothers himself denied any involvement, but was convicted and given a minimum sentence, 14 years in prison. He served only 8 for murder. And here's something else you might not know. The mastermind behind the assassination of Jake Lingle remains a mystery today. But many believe Al Capone ordered the hit because of a gambling debt that Lingle owed him. Others think the Chicago Police Department was involved with the murder. Shortly after his release from prison, Leo Vincent Brothers died from a heart attack, taking the secrets of the Lingle murder to the grave. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.